Well, the value of U.S. dairy exports for the month of March topped $700 million for the first time ever. The U.S. Dairy Export Council says the exports of cheese, whey proteins, lactose, and milk protein concentrates all reached new highs, while butterfat exports were the most in more than 20 years. Ed Welch, who's the president and CEO of AMPI, says exports, which once were an afterthought in the industry, are now an important part of the business.
Exports are about 15% of our production and very strong and led by whole milk powder, of all things. It's created a little bit of a increase in the butter markets also in the U.S. because as California exports more whole milk powder, obviously there's less butter fat for butter. So it's helped the domestic butter market along with the fact that there's been a strong export market mostly out of the West Coast.
And even though we have seen some volatility as far as dairy prices, the markets are still strong. And even with lower prices expected for the second half of the year, margins should still be pretty good. That's why Robin Schmall of Ag Dairy says we are starting to see a buildup of dairy herds.
The potential is there, and especially in the Midwest. If we settle down a little bit more on weather, we're starting to see some spring flush. We've got a real significant potential here in order to increase milk production here, plus as well as the desire to add cows, some expansions that I've seen traveling around that are going on.
Well, more information is being provided on the web for those of you trying to figure out the new Farm Bill. The American Farm Bureau Federation announced they have launched a website that includes a series of webinar videos that do provide an overview of some of the key programs in the 2014 Farm Bill. According to Farm Bureau economist John Anderson, this should be beneficial for producers.
One of the videos gives an overview of the commodity and crop insurance programs that are new in this Farm Bill. Then we've got videos that deal specifically with all of the major new commodity programs, the price loss coverage program and the associated supplemental coverage option, the agricultural risk coverage program, the new margin protection program for dairy.
Well, on the cheese market, blacks picked up a quarter of a cent, now pricing at 204 and one-half cent per pound. Barrels actually at a premium now to the blacks, gaining a penny and a half to 205 and a quarter. Double-A butter continues its strength, up a half cent to 215 and one-half cent per pound. Class 3 prices, May, 22.81. June picks up 20 to 21.64. July, up 17 to 20.60. In October, Class 3 now at 19.61. As far as the Board of Trade, May corn up 3 cents to 5.14 a bushel. September gains 2 1/4 to 5.13. Beans for May much stronger, up 23 1/4 to 14.74 a bushel. September now at 12.80, and the wheat for May off 3 at 7.27 and 1/4 cent per bushel. As far as our slaughter cows, cutting utilities go from 93 to 113. Most of the slaughter cows, 79 to 92. Slaughter bulls are strong at 98 to 121. Replacement bull calves remain steady to strong at $230 to $4. Heifer calves, $150 to $360. And colored beef calves, $275 to $450. As far as the barrels and gilts, 85 to 96. And again, for feeder pig prices, please contact your local market managers. And on the lamb market, feeder lambs, $175 and down. Market lambs, $155 and down. And that's your agricultural lowdown. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.